Now, banks under pressure to put customers first and working out how to measure their progress could be one of the biggest obstacles.
Another day, another bank in trouble. Yesterday, of course, Westpac being taken to court by the Commerce Commission. All these instances that we've been hearing of in recent weeks, of course, does highlight the broader pressure on the banks and the harder line being taken on culture and conduct. And also with, of course, the Reserve Bank there in the background wanting to increase the amount of capital that they have to hold. The latest look at the sector by advisory firm KPMG shows that regardless of the increasing pressure on increasing pressure that they're under, their profits continue to grow. The head of banking and finance, John Kensington, says changing perceptions of banks and improving customer satisfaction are difficult because they're intangible. And he says that'll be one of the biggest challenges that faces the sector right now.
You make sure that your measurement systems, measuring how the bank's performed and how people within the bank are rewarded, also have a strong customer outcome or tone put over the top of them. But again, that's always a lot harder to measure than, for example, numerical results.
And more from KPMG's John Kensington later in the program, and also an interesting look at a Westpac internal report just released, touching on those very issues about whether banks are not just too big to fail, but too big to manage.
Very good. Now, executives and directors being urged to prepare for the little-known risks that come with climate change.
And Chapman Tripp, the law firm, and one of the partners, John Knight, says the Earth's warming is not just an environmental challenge, but a significant business one too. He says commercial insurance will change and business leaders could be found liable in the future for decisions that are made today. The problem is, few are aware of it.
People need to start thinking about this. It really is happening, and directors need to turn their minds to how climate change is going to affect their business, both directly and in terms of their future planning.
And more from John Knight on that issue at around 10 to 7.
Now, markets are steaming ahead this morning, I see.
They are quite firm, all taking their cue from the Federal Reserve Chair, Jay Powell, who sent those dovish signals in comments yesterday. It's being taken as a confirmation of a rate cut at the end of the month. Dow Jones Industrial Average off its highs, but still up 150 points. That's about 0.5% through the 27,000 level. Around top 50 index had another solid session, another record high. It gained 37 points, about a third of a percent. And the New Zealand dollar still steady at 66.6 US cents, 95.5 Australian. I'll update those numbers and bring you all the business news around 10 to 7.